Previously on the originals, this town was my home once. I want it back.
We should have known our mother would not be bound by anything as obvious as death.
Esther, I have come to heal our family. For you, I will undo everything that has been done, thereby giving you a new life.
You mean you don't recognize me?
It's been a long time, Finn.
Well, there's no way Cole would listen to anything other than his ego.
Even the wildest of us, Michelson, has seen the error of his ways.
And Caleb.
Davina.
You filthy dogs.
Can't be.
Hello, son.
Father.
How do you expect to show them the error of their ways?
Perhaps it's time to turn our attention to the outskirts of our beautiful home.
Hey, up.
Any prospects?
Well, since you asked, yeah, there's this one guy. And we've only been messaging so far, but I think I like him. Like, really like him.
So what's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. Might have left a few things out of the old profile. For example, what's got two thumbs and drinks blood to survive? Oh, right. This guy.
What the hell is wrong with you people? We didn't do anything.
This is nothing your kind hasn't done to us. Learn your history.
I don't know who the hell you are, but we had a deal.
Vampires stay out of the quarter, everybody's cool.
It's not good enough anymore.
Oh yeah, says who? You? Or that witch you all answer to now, Lenore, right?
Never thought I'd see the day. Proud werewolves on a witch's leash. I hope those rings you're wearing are worth it.
That's enough. Your privileges here have been revoked permanently. So when we come back, you need to be gone. Because next time I won't call them off. Consider this a warning, Marcel. It's the only one you're gonna get.
This is the city of death. Fires. Blood. To say nothing of the violence we do to each other. We may live or lay bon ton roulet, but really we've turned life here into one big party to distract ourselves from a single unavoidable truth. We're all going to die.
Is that what you're afraid of?
Who says I'm afraid of anything?
Cammy, we've been meeting like this for weeks now, and you're still dodging my questions. Now, how do you expect your patients to open up to you when you won't open up yourself?
I'm open. What do you want me to be open about? My dead uncle? My dead brother?
How about the living? You're highly intelligent. You are charming. And you're beautiful. I mean, surely you must have friends, boyfriends. You really mean to tell me that there's no one that warrants discussion here?
I'm attracted to the wrong kind of guy. I know. Tale is always time.
Well, Cammy, that's your tale. And part of the therapeutic process is in the telling of it.
There was this one guy. Smart, loyal, abs for days. But I was his rebound girl, if I'm going to be honest with myself. And he was also, well, unique in ways that mean I should probably stay away from him.
Unique?
Just trust me on this one. We're not compatible.
Now, you said one guy. Am I to assume that there are more?
There was this other guy. Also unique. I mean, nothing ever happened between us. He just got under my skin, I guess. Manipulative mother, abusive father. And under all that anger and mistrust and cruelty, there was goodness in him. No matter how much I tried, I couldn't pretend it wasn't there.
Cared for him. You wanted to save him. So, what happened?
Some people don't want to be saved.
Miller! Negroes!
You do realize that literally everyone here has supernatural hearing, right?
Where is my brother?
I'll check his calendar. Wait, nope, not his wife. So.
Kaylee, this city's under siege by an army of beasts, following my deranged mother's every command. Now, considering it was your people who just declared war on my kind, perhaps now's not the best time for your particular brand of sass.
Class left a while ago. If you want to find him, I can help you. Only there was a magical device that people used to call people. I don't know. I'm out of ideas. Good luck. Oh, one more thing, Elijah. Those beasts that you're referring to, they may be under Estra's control, but like you said, they're my people. So if you hurt them, your bitch mother will be the least of your problems. Finally, you pick up your phone. I've been trying to get a hold of you for days. Way to leave a girl hanging.
I know. I should have called you back. I didn't want you to worry. It just... things are complicated.
Yeah, well, word on the streets, and by streets I mean Josh, is that you've gone totally MIA. Seriously. Are you okay? Where are you?
I'm fine. I'll be back soon, I promise. And thanks for calling. It's good to hear your voice.
Davina? Davina!
Well, that was rather rude. Well, it's a pleasure to see you too, Camille.
Don't do that crooked smile thing, okay? I haven't seen you for months. Now you're appearing out of the blue. What do you want?
I have a rather long list of people I need to track down and deal with. And at the top of that list is a certain runaway witch.
Maybe she doesn't want to be found.
And for good reason. Had I magically resurrected the insane vampire-hunting father of my sworn enemy, I'd be hiding too.
Wait, what?
Oh, haven't you heard? Michael, the destroyer back from the dead. And by all accounts, under the complete control of your little friend, Davina.
Well, you heard her, clearly. She didn't say where she was.
Oh, on the contrary, though. You just had to know how to listen. For instance, I heard cicadas, and I heard tons. The real giveaway was the church bells. Did you know Davina's family owns a little cabin in Terrebonne Parish? It's been abandoned for years. But a brief glimpse at a map shows it's just a mile from the loveliest little chapel.
So what's the plan?
Well, the way I see it, if Davina wants to use Michael to kill me, we just have two options. One, you reason with her. Two, I don't think you'd like to very much.
Fine, let's go.
Inutifie à pouvoir la trouver. Yon sourire non se bla. Cold. Concentrate. Unless, of course, you've finally heard from our missing Davina Clare.
Well, it's only a matter of time. I mean, look at this face. How long can she possibly resist?
Given your progress, I'd say indefinitely. No matter. I'll find her. Now focus. Conjure her in your mind. Mate Aksan Suki and Lumiere Lafie. So the girl, she's somehow blocked our locator spells.
Not entirely my fault, then.
Considering your sole task was keeping track of a teenager, you might want to draw a little less attention to your absolute failure to do so.
Are you all one to talk about failure?
You got that human girl to bear her soul to you yet?
Or are you too busy playing captain to a pack of mangy dogs to have any success as a fake head shrinker?
You know what your problem is.
Oh, I would love to.
Boys. Now, if I'm right, Davina has the white oak stake. Find the girl, Cole, and get it back.
You don't look so good. Those bites?
Werewolf venom is to be purged by force, not acquiesced to.
What is that, like a Viking bumper sticker?
Exactly how much longer are we going to be hiding here?
like cowards?
Elijah saw you. If he knows you're here, then Klaus does too. So I'm sorry, but until I unlink him from my friends, you're stuck here with me.
Confrontation is inevitable, child. Your fear will prove to be our greatest disadvantage.
I'm not afraid.
Well, you should be. You are weak.
But I'm still in charge. By the way, I spelled it while you were purging. It won't fall off again.
Yes, your magic.
How well did that serve you when the wolves attacked?
Magic can only ever fight half your battles. Remember that.
Okay. Fine. You're so tough. Teach me.
Teach you what?
How to be strong. We don't want to run.
I know. And I respect that. But believe me, there's a big difference between wanting to fight and knowing how to win.
So show us. You've kicked our ass before. I'm guessing you didn't do it alone.
Yeah. Not that I don't dig the whole Karate Kid vibe that we got going on here, but how are we supposed to learn to defend ourselves from an army of super wolves in, like, one day?
Lesson one. Always be on your guard.
Well, I trust our message was well received.
Loud and clear. Those vampires should be gone by tomorrow.
In my experience, one can never be too careful with these creatures, so we'll greet them with superior numbers. Would you bring me the recruits, please, Sam?
Oliver, Aiden, I have a task for you.
What's going on here?
Tonight is Luna Sanguinis, a blood moon. Now, 1,000 years ago, your people marked this celestial event with a rite of passage, electing not to shrink from their nature, but to embrace it with pride by slaying a human being and activating their curse. Tonight, as unturned wolves, you will kill, with the singular purpose of unleashing that warrior that lives within you.
They're just a bunch of kids.
Aiden,
we can no longer afford to hide our children from the horrors of war.
From now on, you're either with us or you're against us.
Come with me.
What's that?
The crest of our clan. A reminder that we always carry the honor of our ancestors before we go to battle.
I wasn't ready.
First lesson. Always be on your guard.
It's heavy.
I was half your age the first time my father gave me the staff. I would have torn every muscle rather than let him see me strain. And had I, he would have corrected me.
No offense. We'd had some sort of jerkwad.
Mothers love their children. Fathers make them strong.
My mother tried to sacrifice me, and my dad took off when I was born. So.
You're anticipating. Do not let me see your move before you make it! Get up.
I can't. I hurt my ankle.
The ability to endure pain is the warrior's true weapon. Master that, and nothing holds power over you. Now. On your feet. I said, on your feet. Good. Perhaps you've actually learned something today.
Wait in the car, you said. I'll be right back, you said.
Did I not sufficiently explain to you the urgency of this endeavor?
You're the one who hijacked my afternoon to drag me along to this revenge fantasy of yours. Excuse me if I need a drink to take off the edge before the killing begins.
So that's your plan, is it? Apply me with alcohol and then prattle on until I'm convinced to leave Davina and Michael alone to plot my death.
No. My plan is to listen. Come on, Klaus. You could have eavesdropped on that phone call and vanished before I even knew you were there, so let's just get to the part you really want me to play. Therapist, stenographer, drinking buddy. Call it whatever you want. I know why I'm here. To give you the one thing you've never had. Someone to hear your side. So, you want to kill your father? Fine. Let's talk.
I'm sorry, I know I haven't called in a while.
Don't be silly, love. Are you all right? Where are you?
I'll text you the address and maybe a list of things you can bring me.
All right, I'll be right there.
As a devout feminist, I refuse to say that you hit like a girl.
Let's try this again, shall we?
Tell me again why I don't get to be outside with everybody else, you know. With the nice teacher.
You are my responsibility.
So the feminist.
Fighting is rhythm. There is a music, there is a meter, there is a pattern. And let that rhythm beat within you. Again. Big up. What's the enough? And then, once you've established your cadence,
you change the key.
Very nice. The head of the heart. None of this means anything if you cannot make the kill.
What if I can't do it?
You will survive. No. The head or the heart.
Elijah. We need to talk. We're not here for a fight, just hear him out.
Speak. I suggest you be succinct.
Please. I need your help.
The witch wants soldiers. So now it's either join up or pay the price.
I've known my brother Finn to be merciless. I'll admit, this exceeds even my expectations.
They're just kids. Marcel, you know the quarter like the back of your hand. If anyone can get them out of here, it's you.
And take them where?
There are still wolves deep in the bayou.
Ones that didn't take a ray? They can look after them.
The ones who never sold out, you mean?
If you want to look at it like that, that's fine. We did what we had to do.
You wolves have been fighting us for decades. Why trust us now?
One of the recruits is my little brother. There's no way I'm sending him to war.
Tell us what you need.
My mother's intentions are far less savage than my father's. She preferred to place us all in new bodies, thereby reuniting our family in some bizarre coven of extremely dysfunctional witches.
So what, are you just going to kill her too?
If only I could. But therein lies my predicament.
If I kill her, she'll just jump into another body. If I somehow manage to thwart that nasty little inconvenience, she'll rejoin the bloody witch ancestors and haunt me from beyond. Right now, Michael has the White Oak stake. He needs to die first.
And how are you going to do that unarmed?
I've taken precautions.
Oh, goody. Papa Tunde's mystical knife of ludicrous torment. Glad that's still around.
You know, my parents dedicated their lives to making me feel weak and afraid. I've killed them once already. I can do it again.
Wait. I get it. The hurt your parents have inflicted on you for 1,000 years. I understand what you're fighting against. The real question is, what are you fighting for? Ask me to dance.
You want to dance?
No, I never want to dance. I'm actually really bad at it, but I'm trying to make a point. There's more to life than the pain that they made you feel. A cold beer. A slow song. A good friend. There are good things, Klaus. And you need to see that, too. There's no real peace and revenge.
I've read about this. Never actually seen it firsthand. It appears someone has knocked you head over the heels, quite literally. I thought I'd have that honor.
Oh, it smells like...
wrong end of something quite dead. Yeah. It's just a little something I picked up from a shaman bloke in Uganda. There we go.
Wow, the pain's just...
Whoa. It's magic, right? It's not a miracle. It's quite a spell you've got going here. I mean, not to pry, but I figured you had your secrets after our last date ended in a werewolf bar brawl.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I never really liked dull girls anyway. That said, what exactly is going on here? You're still not the trusting sort.
Do you trust me?
Are you slicked? Those sad eyes might fool some people, but not me. I know what you're after. You've got a lecherous art, Davina Clare. I won't be used. Not for my body nor my medicinal herbs. Mm. We can hold hands, that's it. Whatever it is you're up to, well, you could tell me when you're good and ready.
All right, the kids are being held in the City of the Dead until we bring them through the quarter to St. Anne's Church. Now, meanwhile, Vincent is holding a meeting with a few humans in the know, the ones who have been reluctant to fall in line with his new leadership.
He's going to use the children to kill any opposition.
Activate their curse, send a message to anyone who's thinking about going against him. It's two birds, one bloodbath.
Okay, so we'll hit him while the kids are on the move.
Aiden, make certain you and Oliver escort the children. We'll handle the rest.
Wait.
Esther and Stacco's son are already giving me the stink eye. These kids go missing on my watch, I'm as good as dead.
You wanted to help your people and make amends for the past. This is your chance.
Thank you.
weak here. A liar and a thief.
I'm just looking about.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't kill you right here.
The bracelet. The one she uses to control you. I'm a witch. I know the magic to turn it off. We're free to do whatever you want. Provided you promise not to harm me.
I take it we have a deal.
Way for the prohibition days. So it'll take us pretty much anywhere we want to go.
Where are they?
Should be right behind me. Any minute now. Marcel.
He's getting the getaway car.
Hey, big mouth. Shut it. There are werewolves everywhere.
Here we go. About time.
Don't bother trying to run. We've got you surrounded.
Well, you don't think that we would be dumb enough to bring him here, do you?
Yes, I do apologize for any inconvenience. The little ones you seek are elsewhere. Which I suppose moves you here with me.
You're the ones that don't seem to understand. We're not looking for the kids. The witch wants you.
You listen to me very carefully. I told a good friend that I do my very best to spare the lives of her people. You leave right now. I will honor that. Stay. And the situation becomes irrefutably awkward.
Well,
we should probably leave.
Either I'm in or I'm out, right?
Let's go. Move. Nick!
You did it. You made it.
Of course I did. Told you I'd be here, didn't I?
Go. Thank you. Both of you.
We're all fighting for the same thing, you know. Just trying to protect the ones that we love.
I guess that's all I got.
So
so it would seem.
Actually, I'm just getting started.
Perhaps your next body will last a little longer than this one, brother.
Your phone is chock full of texts. Who's Cammy?
Come with me now.
Send out my father.
Let's finish this.
Release me, or I will kill you right now!
Davina! Is this not what you brought him for? I'm not afraid!
You seem rather impatient. Are you so eager to meet your end?
I'm only eager to stand over your burning corpse again. Only this time I intend to enjoy it more.
I've traveled all the way back from hell for this moment.
Well, then I'd hate to keep you waiting.
Torquas, I swear to God.
Davina is fine. She'll wake with a spectacular headache, but given her intentions for me, she should count herself lucky. Of course, if you drop dead of a heart attack, I may have to kill her on general principle.
You're the one who ditched me at the bar. I had to hitchhike and then run on the back roads of the bayou.
Well, your perseverance is duly noted.
Oh, shut up. I am so mad at you I can hardly speak. But I am here, and it is to tell you. Not to bargain with you and not to shame you, but to tell you. Under no circumstances will you hurt that girl. Do you understand me?
You have my word.
Is that Michael? See?
He's still alive, in complete and utter agony. I decided to take your advice. Keep him that way.
Didn't think you were gonna show. Didn't think you were a vampire.
Ditto. The whole leader of a werewolf army thing. P.S. These pictures don't really do you justice. You're way hotter in person. You know, when you're not murdering people.
No, I shouldn't have come.
Yeah. But you did. Why?
I guess I hope seeing you might make me feel a little less, I don't know, alone.
Okay, look. Maybe Bert and I, we could pretend things are different. I'm not a vampire, you're not a wolf. The city isn't about to implode. We could just, I don't know, be ourselves.
I'd like that.
Well, we didn't. I never thought I'd see the day when we meant us.
Well, you're a vampire now. First rule is never say never. Because never ain't that long. And what we did today, it was the right thing. But, you know, it's going to make things worse between your people and mine.
There's a life lesson for you, baby vamp. It always gets worse before it gets better.
We left Elijah out there.
Look, I worry about a lot of things where Elijah's concerned. But trust me, he can take care of himself. We're trying so hard.
Tell me I'm not needed.
it around anymore.
I only want us to be a family again, Elijah. But I'm so sorry. In order for that to happen, you must be purified.
The worst is yet to come.